Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen. As we meet together today at the start of a new week, I want to draw us back to our text of Genesis 2, verse 18. Last week, we were looking at the second part of the verse, and I made five observations. I am not going to repeat those now. If you were not with us last week, just go to my website, godisministry.org, and you'll find all of the podcasts up to date. By listening to those, you'll capture the first four of the five observations. Today, I want to read the verse, and then we'll talk about my fifth and final observation. I hope that this will be acceptable to you. Here is Genesis 2, verse 18, the next verse in our series on God and man and woman in Genesis chapter 2. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." God is the one who tells us that he will make a helper suitable for the man. It is not good for the man to be alone, so God commits himself to create a helper suitable for man. God will make woman, the man's counterpart, his partner, his inseparable associate. And on Friday, I left you with my fifth observation. Since it is not good that man be alone, and then God makes woman, there must be certain things man cannot do alone that he can do with the woman. The woman is essential to the man. And I suggested four things the man cannot do without the woman. First, without the woman, man cannot express his God-given social and friendly nature. God created the man to be a social being. Once the woman is created and brought to the man, Adam can express his social and friendly nature and have it reciprocated. Whereas, without the woman, who does Adam have social interaction with? I do not need to say much more about this. The man needs the woman. Second, without the woman, man cannot fulfill God's command to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Without the woman, there was no sexual intercourse, no pregnancy, and no birth. Man needs the woman to fulfill God's command to propagate. This may seem obvious, but it is definitely worth pointing out. When God gives a command, then God creates the means by which we fulfill his command. The command is back in Genesis 1, verse 28. I'm reading that, Genesis 1:28. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth." And remember, what we have in broad perspective in Genesis 1, we get in detail in Genesis 2. So in Genesis 2, we have the first man, and now God will add the first woman, so that together, in marriage, Adam and Eve will engage in sexual intercourse such that Eve will be pregnant, and they will begin to fulfill God's command, resulting in children. At the beginning of Genesis 4, we read about Adam and Eve's first children, both boys, Cain and Abel. God blessed them for their obedience, and then they were the proud parents of the first children ever born. It is still true, and it will always be true. To be fruitful and multiply requires one man and one woman. In a society in which homosexuality is broadly practiced, still God's design for men and women holds. The woman is pregnant by the man, and the woman conceives, carries the baby, and gives birth. The woman does, not the man. So back to the beginning, without the woman, man cannot fulfill God's command to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And to reiterate more biblical truth, when God gives a command, then God creates the means by which we fulfill his command. God has designed our bodies in keeping with his commands for us. Despite what theories may be circling, co-opting modern science, God's command and God's design to fulfill the command stands right and true. It takes a woman for there to be a child. This is why it is so essential that the first man has the first woman, that Adam has Eve. Now, we will talk more along these lines when we get to the end of Genesis chapter 2. But let's move on now to the third and fourth reasons for what the first man cannot do without the woman. I want to put these two points together because, in my opinion, they will say the same thing to us about who God is. God is the master planner. Keep that in mind, and I will come back to it after I give a little more insight into each of the following. God is the master planner, and he demonstrates this as follows. Third, without the woman, man cannot begin the group that will become the elect people of God. And who are the elect or the chosen people of God? Ultimately, the church, yes, of those of us who belong to Christ. But let's stick with the Old Testament for now. The elect people, the chosen people of God, are the Jewish people. And you can draw a direct line, similar to what you would have on a family tree, from Adam to Abraham to Jesus. This encompasses the elect people of God. Well, if you do not have Eve, then all you have is Adam, and Adam by himself cannot reproduce such that you have more people. And if you do not have more people, then you do not have a Jewish community whom God chooses as his own. You see, Eve is essential to this. Briefly, this is all I have time for. Listen to the genealogy of Jesus Christ through Mary in Luke chapter 3. Luke works backwards to get us to the first man, Adam. Listen to some of the names in this genealogy. You will recognize them all as part of the elect people of God, the Jews. I'll start in Luke chapter 3, verse 34, and read a portion of the genealogy down to verse 38. Do not worry about writing this down. Just listen for the names. The son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Skipping some names. The son of Shem, the son of Noah. Skipping some names again. The son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. You will recognize that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are mentioned there, and we know these to be who? Yes, the patriarchs, the chosen people of God, the Jews, the ones God has elected as his own out of all the nations on the earth. Remember the point of this today. Without the woman, Eve, the man Adam, cannot begin the group that will become the elect people of God. And fourth, without the woman, man cannot be the means by which Jesus Christ enters the world as the perfect man to be the willing sacrifice for our sins. As Christians listening to me, I know you love Jesus. I know you are extraordinarily grateful he came into this world. He lived without sin as the perfect man, therefore being the perfect and holy substitute for sin. And when he died on the cross, he took our place. We laid our sins on him, and he hung on the cross and died as the sacrifice for all of our sins, such that by faith in him, we will never die. God accepts us as his sons and daughters because we are free of our sin. Jesus has paid the penalty for our sin. Well, the message of the Bible is this. We can trace Jesus all the way back to Genesis. As Adam was a man, Jesus was a man. Adam was the first man. Jesus is the last man. And God, in his wisdom, decided that Jesus would enter the world as a baby, having been born to a woman named Mary. Well, follow the logic. If no Eve, then no Mary. This speaks to my last point. Follow the genealogy. Trace the lineage of Jesus all the way back, as far back as you can go, and eventually you get to Adam and Eve. My friends, Eve is essential. Indeed, God is the master planner. From before time began, God had a plan. Our one master has a perfect plan for all of us. And God, knowing all things from before Genesis 1 verse 1, knew that Adam and Eve, man and woman, will be essential to fulfilling God's plan. And so that is why God created both man and woman. The Bible lays it out for all of us who care enough to read it. God's perfect plan. That's why I like studying the scripture in the order in which it is given, connecting all the dots that eventually show us that God is indeed the master planner. While we may take Eve for granted in Genesis 1 and 2, we will quickly come to see that we should not. God has a reason for creating her and a plan for how what is to come emerges from her. Eve affects us, even to this very day. Adam also. In the first man and the first woman, we find ourselves. Well, I hope that you grasp my point. Eve is extraordinarily important to this scene in the garden in Eden and to all that follows. God said, "I will make him a helper suitable for him." I have made 5 observations and shared those with you, discussing each one in some detail. My hope is that you will bundle these under your arm and carry them with you as we prepare to leave verse 18 on our way to verse 19. Teaching and learning verse by verse means we will need in the next verse what we have acquired in this current verse. So bring back everything you have learned when you join me and all these other listeners tomorrow. On this station at this same time, or on this podcast that you have been kind enough to download and listen to, we will gather together as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.